Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guests today are Trish Perry with Newark Homeless Outreach and Stephanie Dunlap with Whole Living Recovery. Trish, it's always a pleasure to see you coming in. I had to look at the notes. This is the 11th annual Overdose Prevention Awareness Day rally in Licking County. It doesn't seem right, does it? I mean, 11 years already been doing these?
Good morning, Dave, and thank you for having us. Yes, it's hard to believe it's been 11 years. And the reason this was started 11 years ago was Michelle Baker and Chad Baker had died that year. And those were people that I knew personally and had conversation with over the previous years. And so I only thought that it would be fitting that we honor those that have died.
If folks have never been down to this event, maybe explain to people what takes place on that day.
So the Overdose Awareness Day is to honor those that have died to substance use disorder and or mental health. We want to put a face to the names because so many times people envision someone who uses drugs as someone who is laying in the gutter, when in reality it's doctors, lawyers, police officers, nurses. It doesn't discriminate. And so it's important that people understand that everybody has a somebody, and we want to honor them.
You mentioned mental illness, and before we get into some of these other things, how big a role does that play?
A lot, because mental health and substance use disorder go hand in hand. Recently I read an article about, substance use disorder is... people see it as a chaotic drug use, but really there's an underlining issue. Everybody who is struggling with substance use disorder has had some kind of trauma in their life. They didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to do opiates and I'm going to become a drug addict. It's a process, and it is the mental health that goes hand in hand. Many people self-medicate. For many years, we didn't have adequate mental health treatment. I was just speaking with someone yesterday about all the resources, the more resources that we're getting here in Licking County. But 15 years ago, when I started this journey, there was no help.
Yeah, no doubt. Real quick, before we bring Stephanie in, let's remind folks the date, time, where it's all going to be taking place as well.
The event will be held at the Canal Market, and it is August 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. We will have speakers, food, face painting for the kids. We also have a special speaker, Deputy Director Sarah Hawk, on behalf of Governor DeWine's office, will be here.
Very good. And real quick, Governor DeWine has recognized, I think it's August 31st, as Ohio Overdose Awareness Day, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true? I mean, he's been a big supporter of these, right?
Yes, yeah. He has. And so has his, the groups that he's put together at the state level, Recovery Ohio. And August 31st, the mayor usually does a proclamation for us. We will be sending that to him to do a proclamation for Overdose Awareness Day on August 31st.
Okay. Stephanie, as Executive Director of Whole Living Recovery, maybe talk a little bit about what your role with the Awareness Day rally is and what you guys are going to be doing that day.
Good morning, Dave. So we're helping, bring the community together, bringing a spotlight to this, trying to decrease the stigma. Everybody, like Trish said, all of these people that suffer from addiction, that have lost their lives to addiction, to mental health, their friends, their family members. So we want to help bring awareness, come together, celebrate the lives that were lost, and just be a community.
So, Whole Living Recovery, remind folks what your mission is. And you guys are growing, you're expanding, you're adding programs that are helping and impacting folks. Maybe you can explain the mission of Whole Living Recovery.
Sure. So, we operate 5 recovery homes here in Newark. We're a nonprofit. We have recently expanded to bring on the reentry program. It was under LAP, and now we've taken it over. It kind of goes a little bit more with what we're doing. So it was easier that way for Whole Living to put the program under its umbrella. And then also it's a way for Whole Living Recovery to expand its reach mm-hmm. into the community.
Remind folks what that reentry program is all about.
Yeah, sure. So reentry is, we are helping folks who are coming out of prison, coming out of local jails, and anyone that's justice involved or has been justice involved in their life. So we're just helping them kind of put the pieces back together when they come home. They get out of treatment, they come off the streets from active use, case management, peer support. We're helping them get their identifications, setting them up with employment, and then eventually housing.
So you got to have a pretty good sized staff to do this, correct? I mean, this isn't just Stephanie. I mean, do you have a big staff at Whole Living Recovery to deal with this? Because I got to imagine a lot of folks are going to be coming through your door looking for help.
Sure. So there's me, and then I have 3 part-time employees.
That's not a lot, Steph.
No.
Nonprofits don't have a lot.
Yes.
So how do you do it then? How do you keep these people to say, okay, look, it could take a while, but we're here for you? It's got to be a little frustrating, is it not?
Yeah, but we have great staff. I mean, we have great staff. All of our staff have gone through Whole Living Recovery, so we have that lived experience. We've got justice experience, prison experience. So, you know, a lot of us do this because we love the work that we do.
So do you find you're getting help from county officials with this? I mean, you talked about LAP, you took over from them, but, you know, I know folks who work in the sheriff's department and they're talking about, hey, we're doing everything we can to get these folks on there. Are you seeing coordination and assistance from other agencies to help with the reentry program?
Yes, absolutely. So ODRC is a huge support for us. We work well with local jails. Mm-hmm. So yes, I would say so.
And then back to Whole Living Recovery, remind folks how many homes you have. I mean, I know the amount of people kind of fluctuates who's going through it, but you guys have expanded that as well, correct?
2 years ago, mm-hmm. coming up, I think on 2 years ago, we opened our 5th house.
Yeah.
So we provide housing, 3 houses for women, 2 houses for men.
Full?
Yes. Yeah. We're right now in a lot of our folks that have been there a year, they're getting their own apartments. Mm-hmm. So then it's just kind of replenishing, you know, what we're losing to success stories.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. I mean, Trish, you and I have talked about this before, and we've mentioned Stephanie's living proof that folks can turn themselves around. But it is about that, is it not? You want to give them a chance. I think you always say something that strikes me. It's like, you can't help somebody if they're dead. You got to try to help them now to get themselves back to where they need to be, correct?
Yes, and that's what we do at Newark Homeless Outreach. We're a gap in services that keep people alive while they're still on the street or still actively using, but we plant that seed of resources, peer support, and then when that time comes, whether they end up in jail in the system or they end up going to treatment, then we can connect them with Whole Living Recovery or the reentry program, whichever one is a fit for them. And then their story can continue on. We don't have any paid employees. We're all volunteers, but all of our volunteers share that same passion. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and we all believe in harm reduction and keeping people alive.
You hear harm reduction. Remind folks what that means, because sometimes I don't think people understand exactly what you're trying to do.
Harm reduction is about meeting people where they're at and providing the resources that they need. Harm reduction can be anything. Harm reduction is a seatbelt. When you put a seatbelt on, that is harm reduction. Harm reduction is also Narcan, clean use supplies, meeting people where they're at, mm-hmm. conversations. There is many aspects to harm reduction.
And one of those is the Narcan. I know I work with the Licking County Health Department to get the word out about, you know, you can go down, you can get it. Do you guys have that available for folks at Newark Homeless Outreach? Trish, if people are like, okay, we need to do something.
Yes, we're probably one of the largest distributors mm-hmm. in Ohio for Narcan, because we are the only place where you can go and get Narcan 24/7. We have a Naloxo box on our property, which is a Narcan box. Last year, we distributed 685 kits out of that box alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is huge. People can just run down there, grab one, and go.
Yeah.
And there's no questions asked.
What are we seeing numbers-wise, Trish? Do you have any statistics of saying, hey, numbers are coming down, we're having an impact, or has it kind of just stayed the same in the county?
They've gone down. Overdose deaths have gone down over the years, and this year was the lowest both countywide and statewide. And that's due to community coming together and all sharing resources and the resources that we're getting from a state level as well. Unfortunately, we will probably see an increase as we see funding is being cut to many of the programs, and we're losing a lot of resources from a federal level. And unfortunately, I see that within the next couple of years, we'll probably see an increase in overdoses.
Do you worry about that, Stephanie, for Whole Living Recovery, the cuts to, you know, their to Medicaid, different services that are out there that folks rely on? Is that a worry for you folks?
So it's always a worry. We're trying to remain calm, you know, we're trying to end this business, you know, so we're just kind of on the wait and see. So far, so good. So I'm going to, you know, remain positive for what, you know, what the future brings us. And you know what, if it changes, it's fine. We'll pivot and we'll figure it out.
Well, so what are requirements for folks who, if they want to start that process with you, what do they need to do to get into Whole Living Recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. So they need to reach out to me for an interview. They need to have 30 days of clean time. So no use, no drinking, no drug use, a recovery plan, and, you know, an interview. And what's nice is to have a referral from the community, but I've also taken self-referrals too. So
that recovery plan, do you help them with that?
Yes, we do. Okay. A lot of them are coming from treatment, or they've had treatment in prison, or they're engaged with adult court services, which, by the way, is also a huge supporter of both of our programs. They actually house the reentry program within their office. Yeah, it's just to see if it's a good fit. But I do want to say, though, that the requirements for assistance through housing is different than reentry.
Yeah.
So
going back to you and Newark Homeless Outreach, there's no requirements there. If you need help, just come down, correct? I think sometimes folks may not understand that.
Yes, we don't require any identification. Nothing is required. Come as you are and get what you need. We also are the only agency or individuals that pay for out-of-state birth certificates. This year alone, we have paid for over $600 worth of birth certificates, and we just recently did a little small fundraiser and raised another $600 to get us through the second half of the year. Because as we know, a birth certificate is a number one priority, and so we help people from all of the different places who will reach out to us. And now we have a laptop on site. So if anybody needs an out-of-state birth certificate, they can come to the outreach on Saturday from 9:30 to 12, and we can order their birth certificate right then and there and have it mailed to them.
Remind folks where you're located.
We're located at 184 East Main.
Real quick, before we get back to that, remind folks if they want information about Whole Living Recovery, we're going to have you back here soon. You got a bunch of events going on, but if folks want information, what do they need to do?
So we have a website, wholelivingrecovery.org. You can find us on Facebook, or you can reach out to me, Stephanie, at 740-670-4267.
And then back to the big Awareness Day rally. When, where, and what do folks need to know?
It's our 11th annual Overdose and Prevention Awareness Day rally. It will be August 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Canal Market. Everyone is welcome. It's free. Also, if you have lost a loved one and would like to have their picture submitted, please reach out to me via our Facebook, Newark Homeless Outreach. Also, we have added prevention this year due to the amount of resources that we're seeing in the community. We wanted to have we wanted to have those prevention resources available. So we will have a speaker from Denison University, a social worker who does work at Denison University with their students, as well as Pathways will be speaking on what they do going into our Newark school system. Because a lot of the people we see or people that come to this event are people that have lost their children and are raising their grandchildren. So times have changed since their children were struggling. And so these new resources, a lot of people don't know about them.
Right. So get down there and check it out. You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guests today, Trish Perry with Newark Homeless Outreach and Stephanie Dunlap with Whole Living Recovery. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.